Muggy, M-U-G-G-I-E, Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Date of birth is 8/16/39. I'm sorry, 8/16/34, sorry. This is a 90-year-old woman with history of dementia, hyperthyroidism, behavioral issues, atrial fibrillation, shortness of breath, and hypertension, period. And the paragraph for medication includes lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25 once a day, Aricept, 5 milligram once a day, Crestor, 20 milligram once a day, COVID immunization, up-to-date, allergy, none, surgery, none reported, review of system. Patient has lost about 10 pounds in the past month. She's very weak. She's now basically couch-bound. She requires help from the couch to her bed and to the wheelchair, but she's too weak to sit in a wheelchair, at this time, period. Patient is bowel and bladder incontinence. Patient's records indicate that she does have children, but there's been no visit to the group home where she stays. She's originally from Mississippi, period. She has severe weakness at a high risk of fall, period. She wears a diaper and, as I said, requires help from other staff and to help with her dressing, bathing, and all ADLs. Allergy, none. Period. On exam, her suicide's 88%, pulse is 92%, 88% pulse, respiration is 18, and febrile heart. Positive response, positive response, two lungs, wrong cry, abdomen soft, neck to JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows muscle wasting. This is a 90, patient, by the way, is not oriented to person, place, or time. This is a 90-year-old woman with history of end-stage dementia, bowel and bladder incontinent now, high risk of fall, no longer able to ambulate. Patient really needs to be bed-bound, period. Any paragraph? Patient is not oriented to person, place, or time, period. Patient is very confused. When asked questions, she does babble, period. She also suffers from hyperthyroidism. She is taking methimazole 5 milligram once a day to help that, period. Her blood pressure is controlled with the help of Norvasc, period. Patient has huge behavioral issues. Recently was started on Seroquel, 25 milligram at bedtime to help with those issues, period. The paragraph patient also has atrial fibrillation, which causes her shortness of breath and her weakness, and is currently on Eliquis. Overall prognosis is quite poor, and given her condition and a risk of fall and bleeding, patient may not be the best candidate for Eliquis at this time. We'll further discuss this with the hospice medical director at the time of admission to hospice because she's no longer able to go back and forth to a regular doctor and requires help at home until she passes on. Overall prognosis is poor, and she has a KPS score of 40%, but she's no longer able to do 5%. Thank you.